you're watching FloorDaily.net, we're at Surfaces 2013 on the second floor in the Trends Hub, which Floor Focus sponsors. And I'm here with Shelley Pond. Shelley, how you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you, Kemp. Nice to see you again.
Good to be with you. Actually, you know, this whole trend forecasting, I mean, that's what you call yourself. You're a trend forecaster, right?
That's absolutely right, yes.
You know, a lot of people talk about trends. They're talking 3 months, 4 months, 6 months. You guys look a whole year out, right?
18 to 24 months, yeah. So we're looking up to 2 years ahead. Most of our clients are looking to commission work 18 months in advance, but we are looking 2 years ahead.
And so these things on the wall here, you are making predictions and talking about what the colors are going to be like, the textures, and all kinds of fashion items, right?
That's absolutely right. We're looking at shapes, materials, colors, general design trends, as well as consumer attitudes as well. So the way that consumers want to interact with their interior designers and manufacturers and retailers.
So can you just give us a little quick summary on some of the couple items that you think is going to happen in the future with fashion?
Sure. For 2013, we're expecting to see a lot more of an urban styling coming through. So as you can see from the styling of the Trends Hub, we've really taken into account people's perception of concrete and how people are using that, as well as neons. Neon was a very big trend for this year, of course. Looking at the hacktivist trend, which is this one in the corner behind me, there is a very urban, rebellious kind of streak coming through in a lot of the trends. We'd hope to see some of the people in the flooring industry picking up on some of those very exciting developments, as well as the creator trend over in the other corner there, which is completely different, a very more eclectic French salon type of style. So we'd hope to be seeing exhibitors displaying products with a very mixed, eclectic kind of design style to them.
I see by what you're wearing here, you know, that you think white and that's a print. And we're sitting on white leather furniture, so I guess all these are in the trend, huh?
Actually, it's horses. It's what's on the shirt, not the color. Okay. Horses and this kind of the idea of dream fairy tales, but in a very dark kind of aesthetic is certainly going to come through at the end of 2014 and into 2015, actually. So I'm way ahead. Way ahead of the game.
Okay. So this morning, you guys did a tour, and you took the people who wanted to sign up for your tour around and you showed them 10 different exhibitors that you thought were real trendy and were doing a great job. Talk a little bit about that if you would.
That's absolutely right. I selected 11 of the best exhibitors that I felt at the show were displaying the most on-trend product with a hard surface focus. So we went to some of the big tile companies. Daltile and Bedrosian's had a really good feedback from the guys that we took around there. A small company who were exhibiting for the first time this year, Hardwoods of Wisconsin, they had some really fabulous end grain recycled wood. Another wood company, Oldwood, were doing some really, really interesting things with reclaimed barn wood. Who else did we have on the tile? Giobello, some great 3D glass tiles, really worth seeing. They were really exciting. The Galaxy Collection at, it's gone completely out of my mind. Nova Distinctive Flooring, we saw some really good cork products. So yeah, there were some really, really exciting developments at the show this year, actually.
Well, that gives people a little bit of a flavor for what you were doing. One of the things I'm noticing is this floor you have on this wood that you have on the floor here. I think this is a Quick Step product, and it's a whitewash product. Is that one of the trends?
Absolutely. The idea of having a kind of distressed feel, is particularly with this styling for the Trends Hub, we wanted a flooring that really didn't distract from the urban styling that we were trying to create with the concrete and the very lab feel. So we wanted something that was very clean, which this floor obviously delivers. So we were very pleased with it once they laid it down. The guys were really great.
Now, if people want to track the forecast that you're doing and kind of keep an eye on future trends that are 18 months out, is there a place they can go and see more about this?
Absolutely. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/ScarletOpus, and also on the Trends blog, www.trendsblog.co.uk. And we're posting trend information for free there constantly, week by week. So, yeah.
Okay, Shelley, great to spend time with you. Again, we've been talking to Shelley Pond, who's a trend forecaster in the Trends Hub at Surfaces, and you've been watching FloorDaily.net.